Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment of Halachos and Ideas of the Pesach Seder. The matzah is really a fascinating thing at the Seder. We begin the Seder referring to the matzah as Lachma Anya, the poor man's bread. And of course, it is the symbol of the slavery in Egypt. They were in such a rush, they didn't even have time to let their dough rise, and that's why they ate matzah. Of course, when it's time to eat the matzah later on in the Seder, we lean when we eat the matzah, because it's a symbol of the Jews' exodus from Egypt. They were in such a rush to leave Egypt, they didn't even have time to let the dough rise. So it's very ironic, to say the least, that the same item, which is the symbol of the difficulty, is also the symbol of the salvation. Many, many different approaches to this. I just would like to share with you the approach of the Maral. The Maral says that it is Lachma Anya, it's poor man's bread, and in a sense, it's Lachma Anya even when we celebrate the Exodus from Egypt. Let me explain. Imagine, God willing, it'll be even before you hear this installment, but imagine if we get the call tomorrow that Mashiach has come and it's time for all of us to leave and go to the land of Israel. So you have one person who has a beautiful house, wonderful car, season tickets to every major sports team in the area. And thank God, you know, this person hopefully will be excited about the coming of the Mashiach and will be able to pull away from all of it somehow and go to Israel with everybody else. One person. Another person, heaven forbid, is homeless, has nothing. And all of a sudden they come and tell him, you know, we can leave all of this behind. Let's go to Israel to the third temple. Which of the two people, all things being equal, is going to have an easier time leaving? Obviously, the person who doesn't have that much in life is going to have a much easier time throwing it all aside to have a stronger connection with God in the land of Israel with the third temple. So Lachma Anya, the poor man's bread, is a reflection of the simplicity of the ingredients of the matzah. What's matzah made of? The matzah for a Seder is just flour and water and a minimal amount of time. So at the beginning of the Seder, that represents the terrible abject poverty and distress of the Jews in Egypt. But when they leave Egypt, that represents the fact that the Jews had so few strings attached, so few material things weighing them down when it was time to leave Egypt. So it was still a poor man's bread, but it was a poor man's bread that now is a symbol of celebration because the Jews weren't bogged down by these things. Once the time came, their lives could be all about connecting to God and nothing else. And that, explains the Maral, is how this very same matzah is the symbol of the slavery and a symbol of the spiritual salvation and freedom. A related concept is that the famous quote in Pirkei Avos, that it says in the Pasuk that the writing from Hashem was charus al haluchos, was engraved upon the tablets. And the Mishnah says, don't read it charus, it was engraved upon the tablets. Read it cherus, it was a source of freedom. Very, very similar idea. Many people who don't lead our observant lifestyles might look at us and feel, oh, it's such a shame. We can't lead the lives we want to live. We can't do this, we can't do that. Religion restricts us and limits us in so many ways. We, thank God, believe that the tremendous structure and elevation offered by our faith gives us the ability to soar, gives us the ability to rise above our basic temptations, to reach a whole new plane in life, and in and of itself provides us with a great freedom. And that's the intent of the Mishnah. Don't read it that the words were merely engraved upon the tablets, the words were a source of freedom upon the tablets. So that's an interesting thing to think about as we lean later in the Seder and eat the matzah. How thankful we are to God for choosing us as his nation, for giving us his Torah, and to reflect a little bit as we're eating the matzah, how devoted are we to him? how many other strings do we have attached to things that really don't represent what he tells us our lives are about? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.